Welcome to Rainy Day Rabbit Holes,
a uniquely Pacific Northwest podcast.
I'm Shay.
And I'm Jody.
And on each episode, we take you on a journey through the wonderful, weird, and wacky stories of the Pacific Northwest.
So grab your North Face jacket, strap on your Tevas, pour yourself a cup of Northwest roasted coffee, and
let's fall down the rabbit hole. Jody, do you have an emotional support water bottle?
I take a water bottle with me everywhere I go.
Well, would you punch a biatch in the face for that water bottle?
No.
Well, no. Then it must not be a Stanley quencher.
No, I don't have a Stanley quencher. Well, maybe if I did.
Today, we are going to talk about a craze that reminds me of the Beanie Babies madness of the 1990s, the Stanley tumbler trend.
Uh-oh. This is reminding me of the Cabbage Patch Kids of the
80s. Oh, yeah. You just dated yourself.
Absolutely.
First off, I want to give the caveat that Stanley is not technically a Pacific Northwest company. However, it was acquired in 2002 by a Seattle-based company, so its headquarters are now in Seattle. And this is a loophole I'm just going to exploit for today.
I agree.
Because I want to talk about this.
I agree with these terms.
All right. How did we get to a point where someone is willing to pay over $5,000 for a water bottle?
What? Well, what is it made of?
We're going to get to that. Let's do the story. We have to travel back to our favorite time period, the late 1800s.
Oh, again.
William Stanley Jr. was an American physicist born in Brooklyn, New York. He was a graduate of Yale University and worked as an electrician. And think about that, late 1800s electrician.
Was he super busy?
Yeah. I mean, this was a new burgeoning industry.
Right. So he's probably so electricity was going into homes at this time? Or were we just trying to figure out how we're going to use it?
Homes and buildings is starting to actually bring electricity to homes and buildings. Mm-hmm. He eventually was hired by George Westinghouse as chief engineer at his Pittsburgh factory. Westinghouse was a pioneer of the electrical industry and was key in alternating current technologies that we use today. Over his career, William Stanley demonstrated his genius in the burgeoning electrical industry by creating the first practical alternating current transformer, which is the precursor to the modern transformer that we use today. So this guy was incredibly important.
Were these things bigger and more dangerous than they are now? Or am I
asking? Say yes, because I did not get that deep into transformers because that is not really pertinent to our story.
That's true. That's true. Ignore me.
No, ignoring it.
Went down another rabbit hole.
If you want to go look into the history of the modern transformer, you can knock your little socks off.
We had one explode in our yard once.
Did you really? And the
hot wires in our yard, we couldn't leave over a day. It was a big ice storm
in
the 90s. And so, yeah. So I have transformers. I'm scared of them. It was so loud.
You have a transformer phobia now?
Yes.
Not the big robots. Oops. Not the big robots.
No, we have plenty of those laying around and no.
His systems allowed the distribution of electrical power over wide areas and is the basis of modern electrical power distribution. In 1890, Stanley founded the Stanley Electric Manufacturing Company, and in 1903, the General Electric Corporation purchased a controlling interest in the firm. So we still have GE today.
Right.
Stanley holds multiple patents in this field, including some that were the basis for modern electrical technology. He is considered to be one of the most important inventors of AC power, on par with Edison, Westinghouse, Tesla, and others.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean.
And we don't even know him for that.
I know. Have you ever heard of this guy outside of water bottle company?
Right, no.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah, I had no idea that this is how he started. He was apparently incredibly intelligent, multiple patents. And fun fact, his son and grandson founded the financial firm Morgan Stanley.
I had no idea these Stanleys were related.
I know.
Holy cow.
It's crazy.
So we've got electricity, canteens, really, you know, these water bottles and thermoses, and now investing.
Yep. Hmm. But this is not an electrical podcast.
It's electrifying.
It is. So let's get back to water bottles. after we tell you about something that we think you are going to love.
Ooh.
Ireland, Crimes and Mysteries.
Welcome to Ireland Crimes and Mysteries, the podcast that delves deep into the haunting true stories of Irish crimes and unexplained disappearances. From the pages of history to the recent past, I bring you the compelling narratives that have both shattered and fascinated the Emerald Isle. Join me every fortnight on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time as I embark on a journey to uncover a different story each time. With the help of family members and friends in some episodes, I paint a vivid picture of who these individuals truly were, their aspirations for the future, and the deep love they shared with their loved ones before everything changed forever. So mark your calendars and join me, your host Newells, and follow my channel, Ireland Crimes and Mysteries, in order to never miss an episode. Together, let's shed light on the lesser known aspects of Ireland's past and explore the mysteries that still haunt its present. So keep your eyes open and your mind curious, and don't miss out on a single episode of Ireland Crimes and Mysteries, part of the Spreaker Prime Network and also available on all major podcast platforms. You can also follow me on my socials over on Instagram, Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter, and TikTok to keep up to date with all my latest stories.
Ireland Crimes and Mysteries.
All right, let's get into how the Stanley water bottle started. In 1913, Stanley discovered that a welding process he was using could be used to insulate a vacuum bottle with steel instead of glass. So we need to have a little history about insulated water bottles real quick, okay? This is now a water bottle podcast.
I forgot about this. You're taking me back to my childhood. Completely forgot about it. You couldn't drop your thermos. Go ahead.
Yep, exactly. At this point, most bottles were made from glass. And the first insulated bottle was invented in around 1892. This insulated bottle was created by sealing one bottle inside of another and pumping out the air in between them, creating a vacuum, which is an excellent insulator. This invention was not patented at that time by the creator, Dewar, but instead was later patented by a German glass blower. His name was Reinhold Berger. Berger? Berger. He's German. I don't know. How would you say that? Berger? It's fine. Okay.
How would I say it?
He made bottles for Dewar. So he actually was one of his employees.
Oh, interesting.
So him and his partner, ooh, here's a fun German name that I could butcher. I'm so sorry to our German listeners. Aschenbrenner. That wasn't that bad.
I feel like it sounds right.
Yeah. They held a contest to name this device, and the name thermos won. It's taken from an old Germanic word for hot. So that's where thermos started. Eventually, the American Thermos Bottle Company was set up in Portland, Maine. So the thermos, and this is a patented, like a copyrighted name, the thermos, right? Capital T thermos. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a brand which has now become synonymous with the product, right?
Right, right. In fact, I had no idea it was a brand at all.
Yeah. Kind of like Q-tips, right?
Right. Q-tips, I was just saying Kleenex, same thing,
Kleenex,
Band-Aid.
Exactly. Yeah. But you never say, get me an adhesive bandage.
Right.
You say, get me a Band-Aid. You don't say, get me a tissue. You get me a Kleenex. Don't get me a cotton swab.
I do recognize. I wouldn't even recognize that the thermos was a brand name and not a generic. Interesting.
So the thermos became really popular in the early 1900s, and it was used by noted people like President Taft, and even the Wright brothers took it up in their first airplanes.
Wow.
So some famous people liked their thermos. However, this glass-lined aluminum bottle was prone to breakage, right? You never drop your thermos because there's glass inside in between the stainless steel, and it'll shatter. In fact, I have a small collection of vintage thermoses. I don't know. Did I ever show those to you?
No.
They are worthless to have around, but they are beautiful because they're all red plaid. I love them so much.
Oh,
so I have the thermos jug with the little red screw on
top.
Yeah. The glass inside is shattered. When you pick it up, you can hear it rattle. And then same thing with I have a plaid You can, I know you guys all, if you're over the age of 40, you probably can see it in your head. It's the plaid thermos jug, right? With the little plastic cup on top.
Yep.
Yeah, I have two of those different. Yeah. And then I have the bag they go in, also red plaid. I also have, this is my pride and joy, is the Scott Coolerow cooler. It is a round cooler that is probably about, 24 inches high. And it was a cooler to put your drinks and ice in. And it is the cutest thing ever. And
what, do you,
it's terrible. It doesn't work.
Do you plug it in? You put ice in it? Or how do you keep
it? It's from the 1950s.
Oh, okay.
So you just put ice in it. It's just a cooler. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got it.
They're worthless to, I mean, they're worth a little bit of money, but they also have no actual practical
use. They don't keep it cold or warm.
But they're not thermal. No, they're not thermal anymore. Anyways, sidebar.
Yes, okay. I do remember these thermoses breaking. I think we went through several as a child in our lunch boxes, and then you finally give up.
Yes.
There's no way a kid is keeping that glass safe.
Yeah. For those of you who are younger, maybe you didn't grow up with what we grew up with, which was a plastic lunchbox. And it generally had your favorite cartoon characters on the front. So maybe if you were a boy and you were probably into like He-Man. And so you probably had He-Man on there. And for me, I want to say I had either Strawberry Shortcake or the Care Bears.
Oh, yeah.
What did you, do you remember what you had?
No memory. So I didn't like to take my lunch to school. You know, when you asked me if I had a emotional support water bottle, I don't like to be tied to things. I don't want
to. She wants to be free. She's running around naked.
If I don't leave it behind, I don't want to give a crap. So I don't like to have things I love like that.
I think I had, maybe I had a My Little Pony one.
Oh.
Yeah, I probably had My Little Pony. Those were the ones I kind of remember.
I'm trying to think of things I liked back then. I don't know. Did they have a Little House on the Prairie one?
I mean, probably.
I probably had that if there was one.
Was that your thing, Little House on the Prairie?
Every Monday.
Oh, my God. That's so cute.
I still watch them today.
Do you really?
I have the VHS set.
Aw.
No VHS player, but my dad got for me.
Wait a minute. Hold on. How are you still watching them today if you have all the VHS?
I don't
VHS
watch them on there. Oh, okay, I watch them on TV,
okay,
yes.
Okay.
But I also own the set. Yes. Two different things. Yeah.
Why do you still have that?
I don't know. I have
sentimental value. Yes. That's probably something you should get rid of.
No. I keep that. I have a Bruce Springsteen set and a Garth Brooks whole set. I mean, I have a couple of these.
That's funny.
Things, but I was in love with certain things that I kept the whole set.
So with how delicate these thermoses ended up really being, Stanley's fully stainless steel bottles were significantly more durable. So it was more appropriate to take out on a work site or something
right.
like that.
All of our dads had them, right?
Oh, like absolutely.
Any blue-collar dad, at least, was walking out the door with that set.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, William Stanley Jr. didn't get to live long enough to see the company soar to success. He died only 3 years later in 1916 at the age of 57.
Wow.
Yeah. Over the years, Stanley insulated bottles were marketed exclusively to men. Like we're saying, if you had a blue-collar worker for a dad, when he left, he probably had a lunchbox and one of these bottles, which, of course, you guys can't see me because it's a podcast, but sitting next to me is my dad's vintage Stanley thermos from the 1970s. It is, would you describe that to the listeners?
I would describe it as about probably 15 inches tall, nice steel body, probably a grayish sage.
Greenish, color, yeah.
Gray, yeah. With a silver top that I imagine is metal, right?
Yeah, and that's cup. It's probably plastic inside.
And very, very well loved or used. It's been, he used this a lot.
Yes.
There's dings in it. It's scratched up. The paint's off, but it still works.
Absolutely. Like,
it's a legitimate thermos still, or is that what we're calling it?
It's not really a thermos because that's the name brand, but it's a legitimate,
insulated.
It's an insulated vacuum water bottle.
Okay, that's basically what it is. Insulated vacuum water. Is it still functioning?
You know, I haven't used it in a while, but yeah, I need to probably open it up and clean it out.
Let's put some hot water in it and put it outside and see
what happens. Next time we go hiking, let's bring it. It's got a handle
on it.
It's
heavy.
It is heavy, but also that could also be a defense weapon when you're out hiking. You can hit somebody over the head with that and you'll kill them.
Well, you know, okay, that's a sidebar too. People talk about this all the time. I go hiking all the time and I'm just self-defense seems to be the first thing on everybody's mind. And I'm like, should I be more worried? Like, I'm not that scared to go by myself hiking. I mean, I'm prepared and alert, but man, everybody's like weapon first.
As somebody who has been very into true crime over the last like 10 years, I have heard so many stories about people getting abducted while hiking alone.
Wow. Okay. So, I'll have to remember that.
I do think about that a lot.
Now, alone, hiking alone. I mean, I'm hiking on trails with, there's a lot of people on them.
Doesn't
but I'm
matter.
Not with someone.
No, that doesn't matter.
That's still
all
alone.
It takes is you being alone on the trail for a minute for somebody to jump out of the woods and grab you
okay.
before the next people come by and they find, you know, just the Stanley water bottle that you've dropped. See, and then they're like, ooh, this thing's worth a lot of money. I'm going to take this.
What I am more worried about is the mountain lion waiting for someone to be walking by nice and slow.
You could, if you had this vintage Stanley water bottle, you could brain that mountain lion.
Well, I do bring spray 100%. With me.
But is your spray out and in your hand? That's the only
problem.
No,
it's available like on my side or whatever. But
I mean, it's kind of like the same thing as having a gun. If your gun's in your backpack and you get attacked, it's
won't
not
have my Stanley in my hand either. That thing's heavy.
I don't, maybe it helps you get an arm workout.
While I would
walking.
Need one in each hand.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, this bottle, and I will post pictures of this bottle on our social media was my dad's that he took to construction sites because my dad was a contractor for like 35 years. So it is a real vintage and I'm going to start carrying it around as my emotional support water bottle and start a new trend of
the original
vintage.
Stanley.
Yes, exactly. It does not fit into a cup holder.
No, well, maybe if you turn it upside down.
Exactly.
Because that's the other thing and in the description we forgot to talk about. If you look at the Stanley tumblers today with the cup holder bottom or the bottom that fits in a cup holder and the straw at the top, this, if you turned it upside down, is what it would look like, that shape.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like we said, over the years, Stanley was exclusively marketed to men. World War II pilots actually took them up in planes with them. It became the ever-present accessory of hardworking men like construction workers and lumberjacks.
Yeah.
As it was excellent in keeping liquids either hot or cold.
Right.
They eventually started marketing in the camping and outdoors space, but it was still strictly a male aesthetic. You could choose from multiple colors like green or black.
Gray.
Or stainless steel. You had three choices.
Wow.
Okay. But here is where the current craziness really begins. In 2016, Stanley comes out with a new product. Like Jody was saying, they basically flipped the shape of the good old thermos on its head. And so now the tapered end is at the bottom so it can fit into a cup holder. They added a handle, and instead of a screw top, it now has a straw for easy drinking while driving. That makes it sound like they're like, put a beer in it.
Yeah.
Which I have. Not while driving. I promise.
Yes. I can see this. Yes. When we have a driver.
Right. Well, no, I don't drink in the car because that's illegal.
Oh, yeah.
But I will take a beer for a walk any old time. I don't care if that's illegal or not. So they made it in three sizes, 20 ounces, 30 ounces, and 40 ounces. And they called it the Adventure Vacuum Quencher, which is a weird name.
Yeah.
It quenches your need for vacuuming is what it makes it sound like. I'm adventuring while vacuuming.
The vacuum part is out of place.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be in
it's
there.
It's right in the middle of the description.
Yeah, they could have just called it the Adventure Quencher. Available in a wide range of colors, like black or stainless steel or black.
I actually looked last night.
If you go to the Wayback Machine.
Oh, yeah.
It is just black or white for the original one.
Yep.
Still marketed towards men, right? And this product was a flop. It did terribly. It just did not sell.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So eventually they had to slow down production. And I want to say the production eventually just stopped. But this is where...
So hold on a second. Question. So they flipped this over, put a straw in it to market this to men.
Yeah. It was still... This company still was like, this is a man's product. I want man lips on this.
Okay.
So, yeah. This is where the ladies step in.
Yeah, I was going to say. We're the straw people.
Exactly. Yeah, I was like, I have
what are you thinking?
I don't know if I've ever seen a guy.
Flip that top or something, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I can't think of any guy friends I know that carry around a water bottle that has a straw sticking out of the top of it.
So when you described it, I was immediately into the current version of where we're going. Yeah. But no, this is a stall. Yeah. They were still trying to, okay.
One of the founders of the Buy Guide, which is a like shopping influencer blog, found a lonely 40-ounce Stanley Adventure vacuum quencher in Bed Bath & Beyond, and it quickly became her favorite water bottle. She loved the size, the fact that it could fit in a cup holder, and the handle made it easy for a busy mom to carry while juggling a bunch of other stuff. In fact, in one of her interviews, she like sticks out a pinky because that's how she would hold the handle. But she had like, you know, kids and bags and other kind of stuff.
But her pinky could support it. So it's lightweight. I haven't actually
held it. No, it is not lightweight.
I was going to say.
Like, when it's full, it's 4 pounds. So she has really strong pinkies.
I don't understand. Keep going.
Let's pause in our story of the Stanley Quencher to touch briefly on the whole emotional support water bottle trend. This is definitely a more recent trend, probably like the last 15 years. I don't know. Do you remember people when you were younger carrying around water bottles everywhere? Unless they were actually working out.
Yeah. If you were working out.
Maybe if you're hiking.
Yeah. Hiking.
But people weren't. It wasn't your like, I got to grab my purse, keys, phone, and water bottle.
We had disposable water bottles.
Yeah.
And then before that, we had water faucets and faucets. Or the, you know, when you push the button with your thumb and it comes out. Fountain.
Thank you. I was like, dispenser?
Water fountains and hoses. We drank out of hoses.
Okay. Another sidebar.
I still taste that hose water.
I was going to say the taste of hose water is so nostalgic. In a way, kind of in a positive way.
Right.
I wouldn't go as far as saying I like the taste of hose water, but there is something about it that takes you back to being a kid on a summer day, right? Yeah. Where you're out playing outside and you're not going to go in.
Right.
And so you just grab the hose. And do you even bother letting it run for a couple minutes?
Don't forget the warm water.
You like the warm water. You put your mouth on it. You slurp down that plastic, slightly mildewing.
Oh God.
Taste. And you're like, and then you go back to playing. And that is part of Gen X childhood.
Yes.
I doubt that any kids drink out of the hose today. Do your grandkids drink out of the hose?
If they could, they're told not to, but okay. They also drink our lake water when they're told not to. So
it's worse. It's full of so many duck feces.
So, yes, it's so gross. So gross. But little kids, they're like, one of them goes, hey, guys, it's good, okay? I was like, no, it's not, okay?
Don't tell. I'll tell you. Tell me later.
I'll tell you later. I'm sure you can get.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, before like 15 years ago, I don't remember people carrying water bottles everywhere.
Not like that. No, yeah. you had a clear, you know, Aquafina.
Right. You had a disposable water bottle and you would throw it away. First, you'd leave it in your car for at least a week.
And make sure you get those toxins baked into the water before.
They are delicious.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Kind of reminiscent of the hose.
Exactly. Maybe that's just strictly a Gen X thing.
It's their version of hose. It's the next generation's hose water.
So in recent years, there's definitely been a shift towards more focusing on your personal health, right? And drinking a massive amount of water has been pushed on us as a good way to be healthy. I mean, who doesn't know about the popular advice that you should drink eight ounce glasses of water a day, even though there's no scientific evidence supporting this specific amount, right?
Yes. My son-in-law asked me the other day to explain to my daughter the need to drink water, and could I convince her of this? And I said, well, I probably could, but I'd be a hypocrite because I don't follow this. I need to follow. Maybe if I had this support water bottle, emotional support water bottle, I'd drink more water.
I think that the scientific consensus is that there's not a specific amount of water that can be broadly applied to everybody because everybody's body and water needs are different.
I agree to this. And you know how I actually monitor what comes out. If it's clear and sufficient in volume, I'm hydrated.
Yep, exactly. So, and also you can drink too much water.
Yes.
Water can kill you. If you drink too much of it, it thins out your blood salts, right?
Okay, yes, it does. And it can cause extreme health issues,
but coma also and even death.
100%. And then I do have a funny story. You can cut that this out if you want, but I have to tell it. So my husband is going, this is many years ago, and he's going to get a new job, and it's a job he's been wanting. He's gone to school for IT stuff and is now getting an IT job, and he's pretty excited, so he's got to go take this drug test.
Your husband?
Yes.
Was in an IT job?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I could explain that whole story
okay,
to you.
Okay, we'll go down
We'll go
later.
Back to that.
Yeah.
But yes, he... And so he's getting ready and he's just nervous. He wants this job so bad. So he makes sure to drink a lot of water so he can pee. He doesn't want stage fright.
Oh, God.
They call him and they're like, hey, we can't determine on your drug test. It's coming back dilute. He's like, dilute? What do you mean dilute? I don't even know what dilute is. I don't take dilute. And they're like, no, you drank too much water. I don't take dilute. It was all defensive. Like they were accusing him of abusing drugs.
I don't take dilute.
He's like, oh, I was just worried about not being able to pee when I got there. And by the way, he had a great big headache later that day. And I was like, no, you cannot do that. Calm down.
Yeah. I have a friend who is a yoga instructor and she went to go audition at a hot yoga studio. And they kept it at like, I want to say she said at 115 degrees in there.
Ugh.
And she not only took the other yoga instructor's class, then she auditioned and she was drinking the water the whole time because she's like sweating it out mm-hmm. like crazy. And she ended up on her way home starting to pass out and throw up.
Oh, her electrolytes were out.
She went into a coma for 3 days.
Mm.
From hypernatremia.
Yes, yes. It's
what is it called?
Hypernatremia.
Hypernatremia. Okay.
Because Na is
sodium.
Sodium.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was nuts. So
yeah, people I don't think realize that you can drink too much water.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It floods your brain, really, is what it does.
Yeah. You don't need to drink a gallon of water a day unless you were having to replace water you're losing. And if so, you also need to be taking electrolytes to replace your salts.
If you are replacing sweat water, sweat fluids, you need to be replacing with electrolytes.
Yeah, not just plain water. Anyways, that's our health, it is not health advice.
Correct.
We do not give health advice.
We are not medical professionals.
We just give
opinions. I am a nurse, but like, I don't prescribe, okay? Right.
Anyway.
Or diagnose. I will diagnose you hydrated if you have clear urine though.
All right, but how do you drink a crushing 40 ounces of water per day? You need a massive water bottle. And since you're having to drag this bulky thing wherever you go, it becomes a daily accessory, right? And then there was a market for water bottles to become a status symbol and a fashion accessory because it's always with you like your purse.
I had seen years ago recommendations in staying hydrated was find a water bottle you love so that it'll inspire you to drink more if you really like the vessel it's coming out of. I bet that drove this whole thing.
Absolutely. There have definitely already been water bottle trends. I mean, I bet the majority of our listeners can open up a kitchen cupboard and see the archaeological evidence of the trends over the last 15 years, right? So you've got your ancient but still useful squeeze top plastic.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah. You've got your reusable iced coffee tumbler with the dry straw in plastic. And then you've got the stainless steel one because that's when the toxins and plastic fear started, right? And then you've got the one with the flip top straw so that you don't have to tip your bottle up and suck and pour it, right? Mm-hmm. You can just suck it. And then there was the hydro flask, right? That was the last big, huge trend was the hydro flask. And now you have the Stanley quencher. So back to the quencher.
I have almost every single one of these versions.
Do you? I do too. I opened my thing. So Rich, we keep going on sidebars. It's fine. Rich, years ago when I met him, he was training for a marathon. And when you sign up for the marathon, right, you pay your fee and they give you a shirt and they also give you a water bottle. And it was little like 12-ounce squeeze bottle with the cap that pops up, the little thing that you suck on, and I'm sure is full of toxins.
Right. So gross. We use them on our bicycles all the time. So gross.
And that plastic, when it gets dirty, like, and scratched, it never comes out. And the writing on it has faded, like rubbed off.
It's so
gross. Can't even see it's from that marathon. He still will not let me throw it away. He's like, no, that's from my marathon that he never ran, by the way.
Oh, no. I can't use this. I throw them out. I can't use them.
they're hard to clean the little, anyway.
Right.
All right. So back to the quencher. So the buy guide was into this cup. They posted on the product, and based on the interest they got, they decided to try to reach out to the company to see if they could get them to resume production. They got no response. So they sent this curated package of products from their site to the Bachelor personality, Emily Maynard. Are you familiar with her? You're a Bachelor person, aren't
no.
you?
Oh, never watched that. No, that I've show knows me. I won't go on that sidebar. Okay, what are you crying over? He's dated 40 other people the same 3 days. You don't love him, so
he's
I can't watch it.
He's had his tongue in how many other mouths?
What are you
before yours?
Talking about this is gross. Sorry. To me.
It is so. Anyway, it is gross. So anyways, not I know bad. There's people. Some of our listeners love The Bachelor, so we cannot crap on The Bachelor. Okay, so this curated package included one of these Stanley cups. And so we're still in the old version, the Adventure Vacuum Quencher, right?
Okay. The man version.
Yes. And Emily Maynard loved it. And so she posted about it on her social media. And all of a sudden, all of the ladies want one, right? The buy guide ladies scraped together every last cent of their business funds. Something like $30,000. And they purchased 5,000 cups from Stanley to sell on their website.
Oh, wow.
They sold out in 5 days,
how much were they, do you know?
I don't know.
Because these are not cheap.
No. They retail for $45 to $50 yeah. a piece for the 40-ounce one. Mm-hmm. That's the normal retail price. But they sold out in 5 days, which was unheard of in Stanley's sale history, yeah. right?
And went from not really moving to boom.
Yeah, this wow. was a failing product.
Yeah.
So now Stanley starts to listen to these gals. In 2020, Stanley hires Terrence Riley as their new president. Riley was responsible for reviving the Crocs shoe brand as their chief creative officer. And so they hired him. Fresh off of Crocs.
He sounds perfect.
Yep. He really knew how to harness the power yeah. of social media and influencers, like Post Malone.
And trending.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. He's a smart marketer.
Yeah.
He made the shoes, those Croc shoes, no longer a joke. Apparently, in one of his interviews, he said, the meme of the day was, those holes in the Crocs is where your dignity leaks out.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm, I've heard this.
And I'm sorry, guys, in my opinion, Crocs are ugly and should not be worn in public. But
we used to buy them for each other as a prank joke.
Did you? And then everyone's like, they're so comfortable.
I don't see them so much in the hospitals like we used to, but I was like, oh my God, are you serious? There's holes in those. Like,
well, you can get solid ones.
There's fluids out. Well, yeah. People were wearing the whole one.
Oh no.
And I'm like, there's fluids out there. Like I have full covered shoes.
Yeah. You got to get the restaurant ones because the restaurant ones are solid.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Rich has those, but he loves them because he's got a foot problem and so they feel better on his feet. I still find them ugly. He now likes to buy them in weird, ugly patterns. And I'm just like, all right, dude, you do you. If this is your.
It's the age. Yeah. I have one of those guys. Like, why? Why that?
I have a pair of Crocs flip flops that are like molded and they're the most comfortable flip flops
like
ever.
It. They look like
yeah,
it.
Yeah. But
I've only had one pair and they were those fleece lined and they were cozy warm.
Yeah,
I don't even
yeah.
know where they went. They got lost one day.
All right. This is also not a Crocs podcast. So let's move on.
No, but same weird trend.
So anyway, Riley sits down with the ladies at the buy guide and amazingly, he actually listens to them. Even though the company was initially against expanding their color palette from manly black and stainless steel, Riley insisted and they added a range of colors, mostly pastels. And in fact, pink is their biggest seller.
Wow.
They also made some minor changes to the design of the cup and redesigned the logo. It looks fairly similar to the old cup, but now they call it the Quencher. And it became famous. They started to do collaborations with companies such as Starbucks and celebrities such as country singer Lainey Wilson. There's even a Taylor Swift one.
Oh.
Riley understood that this was no longer just a water bottle. It was an accessory, a statement.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's like your Kate Spade purse or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that really drives this is it was social media, right? And it's the younger crowd.
Mm-hmm, it is.
It's the under 18s that are posting mm-hmm. on TikTok about their new Stanley cups. And that's part of what went viral. So that's another reason for the pastel colors and the hot pink. And
so many colors now.
Young girls like those. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is now being marketed towards women and girls, which Riley's smart. That's who's doing the buying of viral things, right? So things get even hotter for the brand in November of 2023. A woman posts a video of her burnt out car with a Stanley tumbler still in the cup holder.
It's the only thing left?
Yes. And it still looks just fine. Maybe there's like a little bit of slumping to the plastic top. But not only did the cup survive, it still had ice in it.
No, shut up.
So this video...
It survived a car fire, yes, and the fluid inside was still cold,
yes,
to include,
yes,
the ice still frozen.
The cup was fine. She just could replace the top. So this video went viral on TikTok.
As it should.
Yes. And within 24 hours, Stanley responded with their own TikTok, offering not only to send her a bunch of product, but also to replace her car.
Oh, wow.
So that video went viral.
Nice.
And launched them into space. So they are now the hottest thing, the Stanley Quencher.
I hadn't even heard of that. I have heard of the Stanley Quencher.
I didn't hear about that story until my brother told me. Because my brother's been wearing a Stanley hat that he got at the OR show for years. And I was like, oh, I bet people are constantly commenting your hat now that this is like the trendy thing. And I said, I have no idea why this is a trendy thing. And he told me about the car fire. And I was like, holy shit. Women and teenagers have them. And through the power of social media, it's spreading like wildfire. And Stanley was smart. They created limited edition releases of new designs. Mm-hmm. And this is where I couldn't help but compare it to the Beanie Baby craze of the 1990s. People are literally fighting over these cups. There's video of women and young girls literally pushing and shoving each other out of the way to get to the cups on Target's shelves.
Are these because of the limited, yes, edition ones?
Yeah. So like the Valentine's, mm-hmm, Day one this year was crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah. Or maybe it must have been last year. And the craziness of the trend doesn't end with fights. I jumped on eBay to see what prices people were actually paying for these limited edition tumblers. I found around 440 that were sold between $100
and $500. And they originally sell for $50, so. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There were plenty around the $450 to $500 range.
And because they're special edition.
Mm-hmm. For a cup. But the piece de resistance was a copper Lainey Wilson limited edition tumbler that had 22 bids, pushing it up to, and you want to take a guess what it went for?
$2,000.
$5,765.
So did Lainey Wilson drink out of this and not wash the straw?
There was nothing in the description that said this was anything other than just the limited edition copper cup.
Oh, so it wasn't even something that had been in her possession.
As far
it
as
just
I know,
got her name printed on it.
It's,
wow, that's
her,
crazy.
Yeah. No, there's no way. The retail, like we said, the retail price of these is around $50, which is still too much money for a water bottle. I'm sorry. I'm not going to pay $50 for a water bottle unless this thing is going to like make me younger and more beautiful.
Right. Well, right. It's gotta,
which would be hard to do.
If I'm going to pack already, around that jug, that 40-ounce obnoxious jug, it better just put water in me without me making
it. Right. But I'm gonna put this out into the universe. I will change my opinion if Stanley or maybe one of our listeners wants to send us a couple. We will review them and maybe we'll change our opinion. So,
right. Yeah. I don't have one. Maybe that's the real problem.
Maybe we're just jealous.
Maybe I just don't know what I'm missing.
Exactly. So if somebody wants to send us some, Stanley, the company, one of our listeners, maybe one of our listeners has one and they're like, oh, these are the best. And then you want to send us like a gift certificate for one so we can go on Stanley and order them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would totally. Okay. I will try one.
Yeah.
I'm not against them.
So with all of this new interest in the product, the company's revenue has gone from around $70 million a year to, you want to take another guess?
I'm going to go with $150 million. No. Oh, gosh. $300 million.
In 2023, it was around $750 million. Dollars.
From how much?
70.
So 70 to 700.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Uh-huh.
That's insane, right?
In 1 year or over 2 years, or how long did this take?
I mean, this has been going on since about 2017, where it started to really ramp up, but it was the last year that was the most viral.
Right. Okay. Wow.
So I also found videos of several women who have collections of 100 or more bottles. Now, remember, they retail at about 50, and some of these bottles people were paying $100 to $200 to $500 for.
Where are they putting these?
One woman, they have like shelves on their walls. That they just like line, display. And they display them so that they're like gradient colors, right? Goes from white to the next lighter. La, 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 la.
That's like how I do my closet.
One of these women even used her daughter's college fund to purchase her collection at over $5,000. And these women are stating that it's an investment, as some of these water bottles are going for hundreds of dollars, right?
Investment.
An investment.
Well, I was already thinking this through my head, and I'm wondering, 10 years from now, is that still an investment when this is over? I don't know. What are Beanie Babies going
for? Let's talk about Beanie Babies real quick, just because this is the same sort of thing to me in my head. For those of you who are younger and don't know about Beanie Babies, they're these little plush toys, like little animals, and they filled them with pellets, so they'd be kind of floppy. They were about $5.
They're little beanie bags.
Yeah, they're really cute. They're like super, super cute. This company, also smart, sold the toys in limited edition releases, and then they would retire the toy, which would create an active collector's gray market. And remember, these are $5 toys. But at the height of the craziness, a Princess the Bear original sold for $500,000.
$500,000?
$500,000. There have been sales of Beanie Babies for $125,000, $220,000. Even today, there are sales of Beanie Babies, of really rare ones, for $10,000 to $15,000.
Insane. And they're made out of all the same material.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not made of gold.
Nope. At that time, collectors were mortgaging their homes.
Oh my gosh.
Maxing out their credit cards and draining their children's college funds for the toys. Divorced couples would fight over their Beanie Baby assets.
Oh boy.
And people were trampled at new releases. But eventually, greed caused the company to kind of implode, and the bottom fell out of the Beanie Baby market, and people were left with what were once maybe collections that were worth millions and now are practically worthless. But back to overpriced water bottles, because this is not a Beanie Baby podcast either.
No, no. I feel like this might be a little different, though. Keep going.
Now the brand is firmly in the public eye, right? Mm-hmm. So, of course, we now have people wanting to make some money off of that popularity. In 2024, a class action lawsuit was filed by a Seattle law firm against the parent company, PMI, alleging that Stanley deceived customers by not adequately disclosing that there was lead in its products.
Oh.
So TikTok influencers began testing the surfaces of Stanley tumblers with at-home lead testing kits and claim that they found lead. Now, according to Stanley, this is their quote, "Rest assured that no lead is present on the surface of any Stanley product that comes into contact with the customer, nor the contents of the product. They say that the material used in the insulation seal at the bottom of the product contains some lead, but is completely encased in stainless steel, and your lips nor liquids are never going to touch that."
Okay.
So, and that's
where. So, where are we? Why is it? Is it the testing process that's wrong? Because they're saying I'm testing and I do find
them. I'm sorry. I don't believe at home tests done by TikTok.
Correct.
That reminds me of the people, I'm big into sunscreen, that the people that will spread a piece of toast with sunscreen and put it under the broiler and say that it doesn't work. And they're like, that's not how sunscreen works. Yes. You are not toast.
This is, I know people who get their medical advice and
from TikTok,
other things, advice from TikTok. And I'm like,
TikTok is the same place that tells people that they should put coffee up their butt.
Right. Okay. I mean, there is a lot of good information on there, but you should never take advice from TikTok without referencing something else to back that.
Talk to your doctor.
And other people.
Not Dr. Google.
Maybe even just people around you. I don't know. I just know some people who take this advice. They belong to little groups, or they have people that they follow, and they're like, that's it. This is great information. They're the people I'm going to follow for all this advice, whether it's health or parenting or whatever. I feel like that's dangerous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's also the same place where people are posting these things, going into grocery stores and looking at nutrition labels. And just because there's something in there they can't pronounce, they think that it's bad.
Right.
You know, pineapple has a chemical composition and the name of it is unpronounceable.
Right. Right.
But pineapple is a natural product.
Right. In fact, you know, everybody knows what H2O is. It's water, right? But if you write those words out all the way, people suddenly don't want to eat or drink whatever that is.
And if you hear anybody touting their product as chemical free, run. Because I want to tell you, everything in the world is made up of chemicals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Water is a chemical. Mm-hmm. You are made of chemicals.
It's chemistry. Yes, exactly. Yes,
everything is chemicals. You can't get away from chemicals, except for maybe in the vacuum of space. I don't know. Anyway, that's my rant.
I bet not.
That's my rant. Also, don't put coffee up your butt. Please don't put coffee up your butt.
Well, make sure it's not fresh from the brewer.
Just don't put coffee up your butt. Just don't.
Well, we've already talked about this. Just don't be putting things up your butt.
No, unless, I mean, no, we're stopping there. Okay. So basically, that's where we stand with the story of Stanley today. Lawsuits are ongoing, and by the time this comes out, this episode comes out, there might be some more progress because we record weeks in advance. But as of now, that's where it is.
So lawsuits are for the fact that
they're claiming lead. That there's allegedly lead in there, okay. And that they're saying that Stanley should have a lead hazard warning on their packaging, that they have failed to adequately notify consumers of the possible presence of lead in their product.
Wow. Okay. Has anyone come forward with harm from lead? Because lead is
harmful. I didn't read anything.
Okay. Yeah.
This lawsuit's so new.
Yeah.
That there's just
no. Well, I'm curious now about this. We'll have to watch.
I think it's just a shameless money grab, but that's my opinion.
By TikTok influencers?
Just by people. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, they're making $700 million
now. Yeah, exactly. People are like, you could pay me off with three.
Right.
Be fine.
Yeah, in fact, exactly right. They instead of even bothering with me, they'll just give me some.
Exactly. Good grief. Look, I'm not shaming anyone who likes to have an emotional support water bottle.
Correct.
I have an emotional support insulated coffee cup that I bring with me everywhere.
Is there any name on it? It's just your
Okay, I got it on Amazon for $15.
Yeah.
And then I had to replace the top, so I bought a 5-pack for $6.
Yes.
Yes, and I have a stainless steel straw.
See, and this is where you lose me with the Stanley drink what's it called? The
quencher?
The quencher. I don't do straws. There's a mental block for me that those things ever get clean on the inside, even with a scrub brush. Oh. I can't, and especially like a metal one, I can't see through. Heck no, I can't make myself do it.
Oh, I clean that straw out.
Never going to do it.
With a little scrub brush. Yeah,
you
fine.
Can tell me that all day long. I'm not drinking out of it.
Sure.
It's one Fair of those enough. Mental blocks. Like I think it's because it's happened before where I've found some in there and now in my brain is like,
oh no,
that's never disgusting. Possible. It's always moldy.
I used to be really bad about cleaning my water bottles and I would find black stuff in there. I was oof. Or even like the lid on this coffee cup around the edge. Mm-hmm. So I've started putting it through the dishwasher now and that's taking care of that.
Right. They get stained if I put coffee or tea in it.
Oh, mine is completely stained on the inside. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I have to take like the green scrubby to get all the stain off.
But the nice thing about most of the water bottles is there's a different version. I have the spout usually that comes and I just pour it and, you know, tip it. I tip it. I'm a tipper. Tipper and a sipper.
She'll give you a tip.
I even bought.
She's going to whip her. Oh, no.
I even bought one when we went on our last REI excursion that had a straw. I just thought it would be easier. And I used it for the first couple of days. And I was like, nope, it's probably full of mold now.
So if the product that you are buying causes you to literally push people over.
Yes.
Maybe you should rethink your priorities.
Right. Right.
So, and again, if anybody wants to send us a couple of these things that we can see what all the fuss is about, we welcome it. Like maybe, again, you can give us like a gift certificate from Stanley. To purchase a couple?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. If you want to do that, you can email them to me at shay@rainydayrabbitholes.com.
So, yes, I look forward to hearing.
Yes. And please, guys, help support us by sharing the show with your family and friends. You can send them to our website, rainydayrabbitholes.com, and they can either listen directly there, or there's links to all of their favorite podcast platforms there. So you can listen anywhere. So if you just go into your podcast platform, search Rainy Day Rabbit Holes, and we are there.
And there's a link to our Instagram and other sites from our
Facebook
website.
I need to add Threads. Threads is a great way where you can actually interact with us.
Yes.
You can interact directly
with us. It's easier to interact
with Instagram. I like Threads. I'm hanging out on Threads a lot now. And also, did you know that you can set up the show to automatically download on places like Spotify or Apple Podcasts, any of them?
I do this for people now when they say, oh, there's more? I didn't know you had more episodes. Yeah. I'm like, give me your phone.
Said, oh, you do? You set it up?
Nice. Open up your...
Yes. And then you'll wake up every Wednesday morning with our show hot and fresh and ready to consume. And it comes out at 12:01 a.m. Pacific time. So even our friends in Ireland and the UK can wake up with us.
Yes.
Hi, Newells. That's my new Irish friend from Ireland Crimes and Mysteries.
So when they wake up, say at like 7 in the morning, it's up because... Oh, wait, no, they'd be ahead
of
us.
That'd be 8.
So they could have it the night before.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
No. Oh, my God.
Somebody tell us how to tell time.
I think they have to wait till morning, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because it would be at 12 here. They're 8 hours ahead, so they'd be 7 or 8 hours ahead. I can't remember.
This is
something like that. I don't know. We're dumb.
May as well do math.
We're hot dummies.
Would you like to ask us a geography question?
You can't even say geography.
Where is Ireland?
So you can also help us by leaving a 5-star rating. And if you are on Apple Podcasts, will you please leave us a nice review? It's fun. And also,
very helpful.
If you don't listen on Apple, you can still go over to Apple and leave a review. It's simple. Look, here's how you do. You sign up for an account. You verify your email and your phone number. You enter a credit card number, your blood type, your shoe size, your mother's maiden name, the color of your underwear, and then bam, you're in.
It's fine. Just
do it. Very simple.
Just do it.
It is a little bit ridiculous. Like, I'm like, why do you need my credit card?
Right.
And you can, like Jody said, also follow us on our social media. And I'm posting several times a week on Facebook and Instagram. Really fun.
Yes,
things.
Watch us as we get more active here. We're figuring this out and trying to, you know, just figure out who we are as a podcast and what we want to do and how we want to interact. And so it's a lot of fun and we're learning as we go, but you should see more of us as time goes on.
Yes. And we welcome your feedback.
Yes. We really, really would like some good old term is constructive criticism, maybe some changing feedback. If there's anything that we could be doing better to help with the listening, please let us know. And then let us know what we're doing great, what your favorite parts are, and we can do more of that.
Yes. How my friend Allie says when people contact her, she tells them they have to give it to her in the form of a compliment sandwich. So you compliment us first, then you give us your critical feedback, and then you give us one more compliment. Yes. So it's a sandwich. It's easier to eat when it's a nice sandwich. But yes, we want your unbiased feedback.
Yes.
If there's something that we can make better, then please tell us. Now, if it's just I don't like it when you talk about blah, blah, blah. I mean, we're going to talk about what we're going to talk about. We still want to hear it, but, you know, make sure it's something that we can take action on. That's the important thing. It needs to be actionable criticism and advice. So it can't just be you suck.
The sound of your voice is so nasally.
Change that.
I know.
But yeah, give us a compliment sandwich. Anyways, we appreciate your guys' support. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next week with another great episode of the Rainy Day Rabbit Holes podcast. And
see you down the rabbit hole.